ABC Radio Australia.
When Air Vanuatu entered voluntary liquidation in May last year, Australian Airlines stepped in to fill in the gap by providing regular flights. The business and tourism communities were hopeful that the shift marked a new chapter for Vanuatu's aviation sector. But 6 months later, the national carrier was handed back to the government with plans for a reboot. Lucy Cooper has been following developments for Pacific Beat.
Vanuatu resort owner Brendan Dealey believes the collapse of Air Vanuatu was the best thing that's ever happened to the country.
I don't think there was anything holding back the country more than Air Vanuatu.
He says the collapse of the national carrier cost him a significant amount of money.
Air Vanuatu never paid us for a lot of money that they owed us, and we'll never see that money again. We had to house tourists that had no way to get back to Australia, which we ended up doing for so many for free, because Air Vanuatu was meant to pay us and they didn't pay us. But the biggest problem was the opportunity cost. You know, as a country, we got completely downgraded in the market. The opportunity cost for us personally is in the tune of millions. For the country, would be in the tune of probably hundreds of millions.
For years, the airline has been plagued with flight delays and cancellations and operational problems, which led to its collapse in May last year. A report by Air Vanuatu's liquidator Ernst & Young found the airline had been in financial distress, dealing with large debts and unable to pay for spare parts needed to keep its sole Boeing 737 in the air. Under liquidation, Air Vanuatu resumed domestic flights, and when it exited liquidation in October last year, shares of the national carrier were transferred to the shareholders of AV3, a privately owned company of the Vanuatu government. The sole shareholder of AV3 is the Vanuatu Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Previously, the Prime Minister and Ministers of Finance, Trade and Utilities were Air Vanuatu shareholders. Glenn Craig from consultancy group Pacific Advisory says without any new shareholders, the new Air Vanuatu will be tainted.
AV3 and the assets of Air Vanuatu, as far as we're aware, it's the same management, same shareholders, and it's a bit like Groundhog Day. We're going, well, are we really going to go through all of this again?
Matai Seremaia, who was Vanuatu's Deputy Prime Minister at the time he spoke to the ABC, confirmed that under AV3, the airline will continue to fly domestically with plans to re-enter the international market. This worries resort owner Brendan Dealey.
If Air Vanuatu could come back and do domestic flights, that would be absolutely fantastic for the people of Vanuatu. But again, I think there's no space for Air Vanuatu to come back into international, because all they'll do is mess up things. It's like you're a little hamburger joint trying to go up against McDonald's. Sometimes you just got to know your place, right? So with all due respect, they don't know how to do it.
Glenn Craig agrees.
If it was just domestic they were looking at, we'd be okay, we'd be supported, but stay away from international.
He says national pride is the reason for why the government wants to restart international services.
I think that there's several politicians whose parties were involved in the very early days in the formation of Air Vanuatu that took it very personally that Air Vanuatu went broke and can't let it go. And it's nothing more than ego.
George Factafon, an airline consultant who's previously held roles with Air Pacific and the Association of South Pacific Airlines, said a lack of accountability has plagued Air Vanuatu's operations.
I think they're desperately wanting to maintain some form of air transportation. Unfortunately, it was very expensive.
Air Vanuatu's financial situation was dire when it entered liquidation. It owed more than $99 million to creditors. In the year since, Vanuatu's economic situation has worsened. The deadly magnitude 7.3 earthquake that struck last month left a bill of at least 29 billion Vatu, or $374 million Australian dollars. Glenn Craig says re-entering the international market would only set the government up for huge financial losses.
We're all for the government to sort of retain a silent shareholding, non-management control, you know, 10%, 15%, whatever, so long as it doesn't have any financial obligations for the people of Vanuatu, for the government of Vanuatu, because we've got no funding for this. Hoping that there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel in terms of common sense, and egos are left at the door, and pragmatic business decisions are made around the future of what they're going to do.
So what can be done? Is it possible to improve the aviation situation in Vanuatu? One international organisation believes it has the answer. PANAF Group, a Germany-based airline consultancy company, approached the Vanuatu government after learning of its situation.
We acquire shares of airlines. We help airlines get restructured. We are bringing in managerial expertise into these airlines.
That's PANAF Group board member Oliver Lackman. He says the company has a plan for the entire South Pacific region, bringing national airlines together.
Small island nations' airlines are facing all the same problems. They're too small, they have no scale effect, they're too complex for the size of the airline, which means that it is very hard for them to earn money. We are really thinking about building centers of excellence, which can be used by all of these airlines, which would be potential partners of an alliance.
Mr. Lackman says the airline needs a lot of help, but PANAF Group will provide managerial expertise. Like the government, he too believes that Air Vanuatu should re-enter the international market.
As soon as we have signed a collaboration contract with the government, we are willing to invest into the airline, and that will be in every area. Actually, in quite some interesting talks already to other partners there, which shows us that there's this urgent need to join forces, and that makes it very attractive for us.
Airline consultant George Factafon said whilst centres of excellence aren't a new idea, they are a good one.
It's a good news, the only good news we have so far, and I hope that it can materialise somehow. If they wait for the governments to agree, they could be waiting for a long time. If you've done your due diligence and you think there is some business case that you could go with, then you come and start it.
For resort owner Brendan Dealey, collaboration between airlines, the government and local entrepreneurs is the only way forward.
We'll look back in a generation time, see the people of Vanuatu massively lifted out of poverty and out of all the troubles that they're currently in on the back of tourism.
And that's Vanuatu resort owner Brendan Dealey ending that report from Lucy Cooper.